I'm wearing the headphones again today. Apparently, Zane's mic cut out a lot in the last episode, and now
you guys won't notice it
though
because it was cut out.
We worked around it, so you guys didn't have to.
I did notice that there was some. It was shortened.
Yes. You're talking and it.
Yes,
segment was a little short.
We did.
I saw the
whole
time. I was like, that was a short episode. What happened?
No, we had some technical difficulties and had to cut out like 10 minutes.
Ooh. That's a lot of content.
Yeah, and Zane was saying some juicy stuff too. He was spilling some tea during it.
Well, but you know, unfortunately, the tea was being spilled like this.
That's exactly
what happened.
Now I'm thinking he just unplugged it.
When I did it, yeah, but
you're like, I don't want to talk.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
fully plugged in. Good to go. Yeah. All right.
It was not fully plugged in last episode.
Something was a little loose, but we're good.
But you know what? It's our first guest, so it would happen. It would happen.
Honestly, at least it wasn't your mom's mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time, that would have been really stinky.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
This is Zane's mom.
Our first guest, nothing.
Oh, bro, come on. You're opening it the wrong way, sweetie.
Oh, yes, smoosh. Come on, smooshy.
It's okay.
Come
on, baby.
Smooshy. Come here. Come on.
I love you.
That was almost borderline
well
Dory.
Talk?
That was terrible.
Yeah, Dory.
Well
talk.
I love yeah. you.
Push.
I love you.
Come on.
Sorry.
What's
Carl,
new,
they
everybody?
Ruined our salad.
Everything, honestly, has been pretty.
Was that SpongeBob?
No, but.
Was that Jimmy Neutron?
That was a really good guess. It's from Ice Age. When that gets the rhinoceros guys, they like.
Rhinoceros!
Whatever they
the
are.
The woolly mammoth?
No, they're like. They're kind of like a. I don't. They have like the big horn type things.
Woolly mammoth.
No, not that. It's got like a big flat front head.
Okay, wait, I'm looking.
And they're like,
up.
They kind of look like a rhino, but with like a flat horn in the front.
Okay.
Like it looks like a hammerhead shark, but it's on a rhino.
Yes. Yes.
It had to have been like a extinct animal.
Oh. Yes, it's like a fake, yeah. Like Ice Age animal. But
are they all,
to,
wait, every animal no. in that movie is extinct, right?
Yes, saber-tooth tiger.
They're all
mammoth. Yes.
I don't even remember him.
Carl, he ruined our salad. and Sid stepping in it. Like,
that's a great line. Carl, ruined.
I say that one a lot.
Mm.
Wow.
That's a good movie, right?
Unbelievable.
So like, good. Stands like, the test of time.
Like, genuinely super funny.
Like, heater lines,
yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Like,
they do this to me every year.
They do this to me.
That one I say a lot.
Oh, my. See, like, without knowing it.
Hear the thought.
Yeah, that's my childhood right
there.
I'm like trying to fly. I think I could be a voice actor.
Zane, I think you could. You would
I
just have to
I
commit
could.
To it.
But it has to be very specific. You know what I mean? I get
yeah,
one
yeah.
role and they're like one
that's
and
it.
Done.
Me
like
when
you
I
got...
act, it has to be a cameo of me.
I only want one line. I don't. That's what I keep like I have a friend that's like trying to make a movie right now. I'm just like, just give me one line. That's all I need. And the amount I would promote it, are you kidding me? It is so worth it.
But what kind of movie is it? Horror? Is it a comedy?
I think it's like a comedy. I was trying to tell Abigail, look, Abigail, tell House of the Dragon, put me in a scene where I'm holding a goat. I have no lines, but I'm in the back. I'm like an extra. I will fly myself out. I will pay for everything.
I will
they
pay
don't
to
need
be
to,
in this
They
movie.
Don't need to pay me lunch. They don't need to pay me food. They don't even need to feed. They don't even need to give me the time of day.
Yep.
Just throw me in the scene and I will promote it like I am the main actor in that
Did
show.
Did you say that you're in the background holding a goat?
Yeah,
just,
Did
anything.
I hear that right?
Just anything. Just like anything. And I will, again, do a whole campaign for it.
Did we hear back?
From what?
House of the Dragon.
No.
Are they interested?
No, they. I don't think they are.
Mm.
Well, see, Zane, you got to do a reel, okay? And I'll help you with this. If
a
you want to have
a,
yes, just different,
oh, different moments
different
where I'm
types
a,
of background,
background
acting
actor.
That you could do. Like, we'll do it. We'll test it with a dog. So we'll get a video of you holding the dog, like, in the background, like it's a
yeah.
goat. And we'll, like,
or like a have a scene like where this. I'm, like, maybe I'm, like, killed in a scene or something. So you just,
yeah.
like, killing me. I'm just,
yeah.
Eh.
But yeah. You
give
have
them options.
But you have a...
Continue.
But like you have a helmet, so no one knows it's you.
That's me. That's,
you're like, that's
there
me.
I am. There
that's
I am. Oh, full fucking armor. That would suck.
You're like, that's me. I swear.
That would. That would suck. Oh, man. No, that at that point I'd be like, I want my flights paid for. Absolutely not.
And per diem.
Per diem. I want now I'm being paid.
Yep.
Yeah. Now I'm being taken advantage of by the industry. This is Hollywood.
He goes on strike. What's that?
That's showbiz, baby.
I was never a part of it, but now I get it. Yeah, I get it now. I get it. They use us.
Us.
Let's fight.
They're recreating us with AI. They're gonna AI Zane's face and take advantage. Let's jump into the episode. Oh. All right, ready? Hit it.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Basically.
Basalamic.
Basalamic.
Basalamic Unfiltered.
That was Miss Juicy Baby?
Miss Juicy Baby. Mm-hmm. We should have her on here. We had her on Unfiltered.
She would be a great guest for the four of us.
Oh my God, I would love.
From update. The clips that I've seen, I really like her.
We still have the stuff that she gave us, her little bobblehead from when she came
she'll
over.
She'll send us like fans. Yeah. She'll send us her merch like we're fans. Well, we are fans, but like we're fans.
Where is
like,
she here's from? My new,
Atlanta. She's from Atlanta.
Like what show or where did she get famous?
A Little Woman of Atlanta.
Cute.
It was a hot show. I mean, I've never seen a full show.
He's never.
It was an amazing
star.
But I've seen many clips.
She was one of the stars on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She was one of the main ones. But like the clips are so funny. I know Ms. Juicy's gonna see this. Someone's gonna give something to her. And she's gonna see it.
She's live
she's
right
post
now.
Posted main feed. This exists conversation.
She does that.
She does she's that. So, it's so cute.
Ms. Juicy, we love you.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. We'll see her again soon.
I feel like
if we want her, we do have to pay her for a flight first class.
No.
She is bougie.
She was like, fly me out.
Did you guys fly her out?
I was like, okay. She was like, fly me out, boo, first class. We're like, okay.
Booked.
As she should.
Yeah. Oh, if someone wanted me on their show and I had to fly all the way to fucking Atlanta, first class bookie.
Wait, I love this idea though.
But you know what? Know your worth. Like,
exactly.
Love that for
exactly.
Her.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you're like, I will fly myself. I will be in the background. I will do whatever I have to do.
For that, that's for me, it's worth it because they don't need me. I need them.
That's right.
We had someone on our pod once and we were like, oh, we'll just pay for your car service to come to and from
like
the studio. Yeah, we like called them.
They live kind of far. So we were like, we'll get you a real car service.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because now if she goes on any podcast, she makes you book a car service. So I got a text from someone that was like, oh my God, did you start this car service thing? I was like, yes,
that's
we did.
Really
and as
funny.
She should.
As she should.
As she should.
If it's like here, and also you have to think about it. There's a lot of times you're filming in like Culver City, downtown.
It's a lot.
That's your full fucking day. Like trying to get there and back to get back to your regular.
Yeah, I want to say it was like a two and a half hour drive.
Yeah. Ooh,
So we were like, hey, we got
relax,
you.
Enjoy.
I remember when Heath and I had to film something for a full screen. Remember? Full screen, a long time
ago.
That was a full day affair. It was a full day affair.
That's what they should have been called.
Wait, what was
what?
It?
That's a full day affair.
Is that a full screen?
Full screen.
Full day affair.
Just full day.
I have beef with full screen. I do.
Are
bro,
they
I found out like three. I mean, this is a great app for Rocket Money. For three years.
No, wait. This is
stop.
This is
remember full screen.
Full screen.
No, I was a full screen.
Crazy.
Full screen. Yes. So they had an app where you could like watch their own shows and all. And I remember one time I subscribed to it so I can watch a show that I was in. There was no way I could watch it. Like I had to subscribe to it. So I subscribed. The app deleted. They were charging me monthly for 3 years.
But the app was gone. You couldn't go in and delete the account.
You couldn't go in and delete it.
But you kept getting charged.
I don't think it is illegal though.
The thing is,
I'm sure they deleted the app, but there was probably a website still running where they would want you to go deactivate through that.
Oh.
No, we had to call my bank.
That's
we called my bank. We had to.
But you know what's funny is like, let me guess, you found out 3 years later.
It was a long time. I didn't see that charge, but it was like $12 a month.
That's why I always tell everybody, I check my bank account every single morning, like it's TikTok, like it's Instagram. I scroll through it and see the recent charges. I check every single day to make sure there's nothing fraudulent.
But also, there's times where they like call it something different. So I, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's a subscription that I'm paying for this. And for this, it doesn't say exactly what you're paying for. You have to like find out.
Yeah, you gotta like know. But also another good thing too is if you go on your iPhone, you can type in subscriptions and you can see all of them in a row that you're basically paying for every month.
Oh.
And you can cancel immediately on that.
I love that. How now when you delete an app, helpful. It's like, do you want to delete the subscription? Yes. And then it takes you there. It's so nice.
Yes.
Does you ever catch Amazon trying to do that fucking monthly subscription whenever you buy a product? Yes. It will automatically click the monthly.
I know, subscribe and save.
Yes, they got me on one of like, I was like a liquid IV package I would get every month, and they got me on that. And I didn't realize, like, every month I'm like, why is this still coming?
Zane thinks he's on the PR.
I thought I was on.
They love me.
They love him.
Tough times at Liquid IV. They're sending them an Amazon package.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I clicked it accidentally.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
they got me. It's funny because I feel like when we first started this pod, obviously Rem and I get a lot of PR, a lot of like beauty stuff, you know,
right?
Girly pops. And I remember you guys being like, oh yeah, we don't really get PR. And I swear on my life, and I could be making this up and lying right now, but I swear you're like, I only get Liquid IV. And now I'm like, I wonder if that was that.
It probably was.
How long before you realized you were subscribed?
I think it was maybe 3 months.
I was going to say 3 years again.
I'm like, three months until I realized I was subscribed.
I'll
I was
have like, one of those is, a day. So like, I feel like at least you're using it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Versus makes like sense. An app thing.
Because I do think it only pops up for like things that you would actively use every day. Like my dog treats that I give them every day. Toilet paper, paper towels, things like that.
But there's times where I still like to purchase it every month because there's always a time where you just don't need anymore, but you'll forget about it.
Or sometimes you like, you're paying monthly. You start saving too much. And then you're stuck with like 50 extra ones. You're like, cool, let me get through this real quick.
Yep.
You need to like pause it.
Skip this month.
But one thing that Amazon does to me that like genuinely grinds my gears and I always forget to uncheck it.
I love this segment. What grinds your gears, Heath? What grinds it?
Literally every time it uses my Amex points.
Wait.
Instead of charging my card.
When you go to check out, you can switch your payment.
Yeah, you can switch it to.
I know, but it's automatically on.
Wait, what are you booking or purchasing again?
Anything I buy on Amazon, my Amex card is like the preferred card that it'll charge.
Give me your app. Let me change your default method.
Wait, that's crazy that it automatically
does your
points.
I would have to change it from Amex and I want to use
Now I'm scared that I'm fucking using
points.
I know,
I'm like, wait one second.
I have to toggle it off every purchase.
Not me. That's crazy.
I don't know, Remy.
No, because every time I do it, it's like, I have to toggle it off or I'm using all my Amex points. And it is not a good trade-off.
You know what? I need to actually push an order through someone to do it.
It would be like,
me too.
Zane, light bulbs.
I got two in my car. Okay, proceed to check out. Look.
Light bulbs, do you want to use 30,000 Amex points? I'm like, no, I don't. It's light bulbs. I don't want to use my points.
Okay, look.
I'll show you.
Arriving fastest. No, wait one second.
So if I was to have this in my cart, proceed to check out, automatically uses my Amex points.
I don't use the app.
And then I have to go in and then I have to change American Express membership rewards points. And then I have to toggle it off. And then I have to press continue.
Wait.
And then I have to place the order.
Can I see your phone?
Isn't that crazy? She's going to fix it in 2 seconds. I'm going to be pissed.
I know.
But I'm also going to be very grateful.
That's kind of sus.
It's weird.
Are you saying this little section right here, it'll say pay with points?
Yes. So I have to go in and manually change and toggle it off in the, like, that little section right there.
I wonder if they're incentivized.
Very first credit card I had was like a normal card. And then I got an Amex card. And I was like, I'm going to start building my credit. I figured put it on the Amex. And I was like, I was using it daily and you pay in full every month.
Oh my, is this your situation what happened to me too?
Yes, it ruined my credit. Like literally don't do this because it plummeted my credit score. My very first like baby credit card, I was allowed like $1,000 a month. Then I had the Amex one where I was up to like $5,000 a month or whatever I wanted, but my overall credit limit still showed $1,000 because Amex is a charge card. There is no, like, you have to pay it in full. So it doesn't really show up as credit. So I was spending like, say, $2,000 a month sometimes, or like whatever it was, and I was spending more than my allowed limit on my overall
credit. But it wasn't like notifying you that it was over the limit.
The credit bureau, whatever, was like, this guy's out of control. He's 200 times his legal credit limit. So I was at like a really good credit score.
Even when you pay it, even when you pay it monthly,
I was paying it, but I was going over my credit limit. And it literally tanked my credit to like 500.
Yeah, me too.
And it like kept going lower and lower. And I'm like, what is going on? I was like, I'm paying every single month. I thought this was the best thing I could do. No.
I just feel like these things should be taught in school.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you.
Couldn't agree more. They don't teach anything with finance. They need to like let people know like what not to do.
Unless you're like taking a specific class in college, but like college is too late. These kids need to learn in high school how to use a fucking card.
In high school, I had a class where it was called freshman seminar and they like taught you life things. And granted, this was 2009, but instead of like anything with credit cards, we learned how to balance a checkbook.
Mm. Like, which like isn't a thing
which
anymore.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't really need it anymore. So
yeah, my dad had to teach me that.
So I hope at least now they're doing credit card talk
or
at my
even
school.
With credit, it's actually good to have some payment every single month to prove that you're paying it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they also don't teach you that. So people are like, but I didn't take any like credit out. And then they're like, well, you weren't proving that you can pay it. So now you're like reprimanded.
And it's crazy. And you can use anything, even like a Best Buy. I remember I was using a Best Buy card. Yep. To grow my credit, which I didn't even know. Like my dad had, like my family had to tell me that. Like,
yeah,
just something as simple as a small Best Buy credit. You buy like a laptop with it or something. You pay monthly. That will store your credit.
That's the best way to get started. So yeah. If you're looking to get your first credit card, definitely Best Buy, like a Forever 21. Yeah. Or like
but you start young
store.
Because when you're ready to buy your first car, they're like, sorry, you don't have enough
credit line. Like,
but it's like, wait, I just got it. Like, wait, I've been saving. What do you mean I can't?
It's so confusing.
Yeah, very, very. Girl, we're so still confusing learning it. Sometimes.
Girl, so confusing sometimes. Mm.
To be a bill payer.
An to be active member in society. Contributing.
I think I'm up to a 780 now.
Okay.
Come back.
Is that good?
I mean, from 500, yeah, that's really good.
Okay, I'm going to put it as my Instagram bio.
Put it on your dating app.
I was just about to.
That's really good.
Right, put it right below cement drying.
I love that. You know what else is dry? All right, I got it.
What's dry?
I haven't been on Hinge in a long time.
Have you guys been dating anybody? No. Or talking to anyone lately?
Nope.
Nobody's, you know, piquing anybody's interests?
No. What about you?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Rosie's got her tongue.
What about you?
Me? I'm thinking about it.
What about you, Heath?
I am seeing somebody. Oh, 8 years now.
Oh, no way.
What's her name?
We just got married 3 months ago.
No way.
I can't believe that was 3 months ago.
It's flown by. I do not understand. It feels like a dream now. Like, wholeheartedly enjoy every single second of your wedding because it's going to go by way faster than you want it to. And I just be so present in the moment with Cal and enjoy it completely.
I'm going to try. I'm very overwhelmed right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to try though. I think once try I get to, there, I'll be okay.
Try to stay calm. I'm going to get emotional right now thinking back to my wedding. Like it's crazy. Like just be so there and stay with each other the entire time.
Aww,
it's
going to be so cute. Or just cancel it. Save your money. It. Go on a crazy trip.
We're too lazy. Too late to cancel.
Take us on vacation. us somewhere.
You have good credit
first.
I can look if we take your wedding money. I'll take my and we could go to Aspen.
We could go to Aspen. Trip to Aspen.
I know we have to figure that out.
Zane's trying to figure out a way to.
What?
Just get not have for. To go to my wedding.
I'll even officiate you on top of the snowy mountain in Aspen.
I don't
Aspen.
Want you to officiate me.
Okay.
Can
all
I
right.
ask you questions?
Yeah.
Okay. What's been the best and hardest thing 3 months of marriage?
We've been fighting a lot. No. It's literally just.
You made it sound like you do fight.
Oh, really?
He's kidding. He's kidding.
No, we literally have never fought like in our entire relationship. It's not like
I can't even picture you guys.
We're really good with communicating. So mm-hmm. It's like if something happens that like I dislike or she dislikes, we'll talk about it and just be like, that I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
That affects me this way. Can we not do that? And it's like, perfect. Like it's good. Very open communication. The only thing that's different now that we're married is the title. Like, it feels the same, but, like, I look at her a different way, right? Like, I just, like, I see her as my wife. And it's such a weird adult feeling that I never would have ever thought would happen. Like, it just, like, it hits you. You're, like, sitting there or you wake up and you're, like, this is crazy.
Her sleeping with no pillow. Like, wow. Literally, like, that is up. My wife.
Neck completely like a fucking mouth open.
I love you, Mariah.
Up until last night, Cal and I were talking right before we went to bed, and I keep thinking, like, that's my husband, my husband, my husband. I didn't think about it till last night that I'm going to be a wife.
Yeah.
A you know wifey.
That hit me last night, and I was like, ew, old. I love, like, the idea of husband. I just, like, cannot. I don't know. The word wife makes me feel like, oh my God, I'm going to be a mother one day.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, girl?
It's crazy.
But I know what you mean. Like, it's going to hit you all, like, right after the wedding.
Yeah.
And it's going to hit you the first time you have to use it in conversation and it comes up where you're introducing him. So, okay, like, you husband, like, won't say it unless you're, like, on the phone, like, calling about something or yeah, whatever. Or when you go to, like, an event, yeah, and you're like, this is my husband. Yeah. And you're like,
oh my God, the first time.
It's going to throw you off completely.
Did Mariah change her last name?
Not yet.
Not yet, but she's going to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm deciding right now what I want to do.
You can do whatever you want.
Thank you.
Do not feel pressured to change
it. Is she changing her Instagram handle to Mariah Hussar?
I have no idea. That's he's going to try to claim it.
I literally had a conversation today.
He's going to sell it.
I'll sell it to you. I'll sell it to you.
It'll be $5
meetup.
He's going to
$10,000. I can't sell it too high because Mariah wouldn't give a fuck. She's like, all right. And I'll be like, all right, what about $15? She's like, no.
Wait, they pass. You're like, okay, $100. Anything.
Shit, anything.
I've been trying to think because for the longest time, my handle has always been Miss Remy Ashton. And I was even talking to my manager this morning. We were just like talking about it. And I think every lifestyle girl has changed her name except for me. I still have like my OG username that I made forever ago. And I was like trying to think, I've always made a joke that when I get married, I'm going to change it to Mrs. Remy Ashton. And I have Mrs. Remy Ashton waiting to be switched. But then this morning I was like, do I actually want to do that? I was like, it's for the bit, but like, is it even funny?
I kind of, Mrs. Remy, so how would you spell it?
MRS.
Instead, right now you have
MISS.
SS.
Because that means you're single.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. is you're married. So I was like,
I don't know. I think that's a good enough change without it looking too different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
It's also like, it's cool.
You think so?
It's like such a cool, like, not upgrade. I don't know the word to put it, but like people that love and watch you, like, they're going to be so excited to see you get married and then to see that transition where it's like Miss to Mrs. Like, that's such a like, she did it.
That's a Hailey Baldwin to Hailey Bieber. When we were all like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
And
she wasted no time with that. Yep. She walked down the aisle, boom.
You know she had it saved.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe
I
should do that. That's funny.
I now pronounce you Mrs. Remy Ashton.
Shit. What do you call it?
I do like Remy Carson.
Ashton's your middle name, right?
Yeah.
You've told me this before. Okay, so it's not like you're... It's not like it's your last name.
Yeah.
So
it's not like I'm changing from Miss Remy Cruz to Mrs. Remy Cruz.
Yeah.
Just Miss.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do that.
And it makes sense because it is.
I just think it's funny, but like, am I going to stop laughing in a few months?
I honestly maybe. Like.
No, you change Mrs. it Remy for the joke, but it's you just changed it.
Also like Mrs. Like it's still like.
It's the same.
Mrs.
It's
Remy Ashton. Mr. Remy Ashton.
And, like, it's shorter. It's nicer.
One letter less.
Yeah. I don't know.
Less for the fingers to have to type in.
I have Zayna Jazzy say for my son.
Are you
or for my grandson.
A,
I don't know.
Whoever's
the next Zane Hijazi.
Are you having a junior?
Oh, because you have Zane. That's why.
I have Zane.
Wait,
and you know what?
You
Zane is a perfect name to call your son because there's not a lot of them.
Would you name your son after yourself?
No.
No.
I can't.
Well, there goes that.
I can't say Zane.
Well, great news.
If my wife wanted to name him Zane, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be like, let's name him Zane.
Zane Jr.
Wait, and that's also kind of a red flag, like a little red flag. Imagine.
Like, okay. Like,
oh, okay. Oh, you want to name after you? Okay.
Oh, we love ourselves.
But I mean, that is a thing. Like, there are seconds, there are thirds, there are fourths. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Or it's kind of like a big ego type thing.
You could have a dog named Zane Ajazi, and that could be his account.
Oh, true. We could do that.
What's your middle name?
My dad's name, Ahmed.
Okay.
See, he did it.
So technically, yeah. Though, to be a second, your son would have to have the exact, or your daughter too, would have to have the same exact name, correct? First, yeah. Middle, and last?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's cute. Like, I think it's, I don't know. Like, I think certain people that have it, it makes sense. Mm-hmm.
But to be the first one to do it.
Okay, I get you.
Versus like, okay, yeah. I'm the fourth Charles.
But then
something.
Do you want to be the one to break it?
Yeah.
Like, or we could go like the weird route. People have weird names these days. So I can name my son Zanathan.
Zane Hajazi. Okay. Zanathan.
Zathaniel.
Zathaniel. That's pretty cool.
Zaniah.
Your daughter, Zanyara. Zanaya.
What?
Zanyara. Your daughter, Zanaya.
Zanaya.
We met a girl in New York. I think her name was Zania.
Zania. Yes.
And it was really pretty.
That is pretty.
We should name her daughter Zania.
Or Zainab. That's an Arabic female name.
Mm. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I was Alicia's assistant for a day, and I was doing pretty good.
You... No, you were late, and then you came.
Wait, did you hear about this?
No.
Please tell
him. Was late?
He no. was late.
You're
late
to work?
The gaslight is crazy, okay. And I love how y'all keep going with
this
gaslight.
Are you sure? Because we have the footage.
And here's
what
the thing.
What footage?
From what I was told, what happened?
She said, come one-ish.
No, it was supposed to be like 11. He's like, I can't do earlier than 11. I was like, okay, how about 12? And he's like, I can't do 12. I was like, okay, 12, one-ish. I did say one-ish, but then I said, okay, actually, Cal and Zane come at 12:45. So Cal has time to set up the cameras.
It said Cal come at 12:45.
Okay. The gaslighting is fucking crazy.
I mean, here's
pull
the thing.
Pull up the receipts,
here's
girl.
The thing, you guys.
Pull
we
up
have
the receipts,
receipts,
baby.
We have text and we have okay. Video footage.
Now here,
oh,
regardless,
who's lying.
Regardless, one-ish, he comes in at 106. I've
104.
Sitting, 104.
Good radio station.
Woo!
106.
Alicia can't even keep up with her own lies. She
and
is.
Then the worst part of it all, even if you're on time, he comes, he sits down, he's angry.
Mm.
We all know what I'm saying. Baby's hangry. And
see if
I go, okay,
I
want to
see. I want to remind myself what it looks like when you gaslight people. Put that in my folder.
Make it as your background.
I'm putting that, just a slight reminder. I was just having like a BF, like a bitch fit. No, well, I was also very hot. It was a very hot day, and
not like
it was like almost like. Panic attack. I was like, had a heat stroke, and I was like, y'all, give me like 5 seconds to
I
like
said,
cool down.
Come ready to work, okay? It is 104.
And I did. You should have seen
no,
my outfit.
No, your outfit. What does that have to do with anything?
What did he wear?
White shirt and jeans.
I wore exactly what her assistant was wearing that day. So I knew they that I knew it was going to be a good day.
Okay.
I knew I was going
to
fuck it up.
But I'm like, okay, the girls have an appointment at 1:30. To get their hair done as mm-hmm. one of the first things. Normally I would like sit and walk you through the whole day, but you got to go in like 5-10 minutes.
Time.
Also, it takes a while to like do their carriers.
Yep.
Laura, so sweet, my assistant, was like, gave me a list of things that she was like, oh, Zane can do these. She was like, obviously when the girls go get their hair done, they get nervous. So I always give them a little pep talk. That was in the notes. That was told to him to do, okay?
Zane didn't give a pep talk?
No, he didn't.
I did give a pep
talk. No, you didn't.
Yes,
Cal
did.
Said he didn't, and Cal said he
just,
went over
just
and gave
watch
a
the, just watch the videos.
Exactly.
I did a whole pep talk.
Cal said he went over and goes, it's okay.
I did a whole pep talk in the car.
To yourself in the mirror.
Anyway, I popped her head out of her. I'm sure you keep her head in there in the hot ass car.
Did you buckle them up?
Of course. I zipped it open. The dog's head was out because... Probably can't breathe in that
Wait,
fucking bag you put them
did
in.
Did you get the bit? Did you do
no,
that?
I forgot.
Damn it.
No, we forgot. We didn't realize that we weren't going to pick him back up. I was going to pick him back
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I'm like, you got to go. And he's like, I need to eat. I'm like, you are late. They need to leave in 5 minutes. And he's like, no, Alicia, you don't get it. Like,
no,
I
you don't. Like, if I don't get my protein in, it like literally it's like I didn't even get a workout in because my trainer says if I don't have protein intake within 5 minutes of finishing my pump, I'm not going to get any gains.
Exactly.
He goes, well, can't we move the appointment? I'm like, no.
Yeah, just move the appointment.
Push it. Just push it.
You're
on the clock.
I'm
not on the clock.
You were on the clock.
No, look, I was told to come at 1-ish. I came at 1:04. I wanted a quick bite. Again, we were starting at 1-ish.
Wants his lunch break the second he clocks in.
I look, I just don't think you were the best boss.
You know either. What?
Maybe we both were not the right fit for each other for this work.
And then here's the thing. We had a shared list going on, okay?
He's erasing stuff off your list. It's like deleting tasks.
We had a shared list. Let's see what was done.
Oh, I was about to make the best bit. She said, grab me this coffee. And I was like, oh, absolutely. Yes, boss. And I was about to grab from 7-Eleven. And then right now, she's like, from Alfred.
Oh, I knew to be specific. I said, gas up my car. I'm driving the other day. And I look, the only thing we had done was drive to the Pretty Basic studio. Shout out Pretty Basic. Go subscribe. And I looked and I'm hefting and I'm like, damn, it must have taken a lot of gas for us to go to the Pretty Basic studio.
But also, what did she say? She said, gas up my car. That's what I did. I said, yes, Bookie. Yeah, fucking kill it, queen. Quill it, Mercy.
The Mercedes.
Be specific. Be specific. Uh-huh. If you want to have a good employee or you want to work for a good, but you got to be the communication.
Did you gas up the car?
I did gas up the car. Of course I did.
I looked at her and I go, who was a better assistant, Zane or mine that's been on maternity leave?
She said, give me a car wash.
We all know who won.
She said, I want a good car wash. I said, absolutely. I did the drive-through car wash.
I was like, you're back so soon.
And that's on being conscientious of her time. And your time. I came back more time.
Don't even. I said a full detail. The amount of things.
They said they probably were going to be hungry before their podcast. I brought them Cheeto Puffs.
No. Oh, no. He walks in with.
I brought them Oreos.
It's a black trash bag.
No. He goes to the gas station, does not gas up the car, goes inside.
Yes, I did gas up the car. Yes, I did.
He parks at the gas pump, doesn't fill it, gets out, goes inside.
Literally. Gets Oreos.
This is Cheetos, so good.
Cheeto Puffs and chocolate donuts.
Chocolate mini donuts.
A big bag of them.
And says,
I said you couldn't spring for the powdered.
And says he brought it for us in case we were hungry. They were all like munched.
Okay. Half eaten.
I was hungry in the car wash. It took longer. I got the premium.
We got orange. I got the premium wash all over our studio.
Uh-huh. No.
And then,
on your steering wheel, it's just Cheeto dust. It's greasy.
He used Clorox wipes to everywhere.
She says she wanted a detail. I said, I put detail into it. I got the Clorox wipes. I was sitting in her console and I wiped the fucking
dash. You got
dash
the details
down.
Wrong.
No, I got, baby. It's important to be communicative.
Communicative. And you then, you leave from the Pretty Basic studio. We're packing up, like, okay, bye guys. Love you. See you later. Blah, 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 whatever. The fucking snacks. The Cheetos.
I left it for you guys so you can eat. You're probably starving after a full day of work.
Also, I'm sorry.
You work so hard.
I'm so sorry. You're trained. I have to eat my protein right after my workout. And then you have the Hostess Donuts, Cheetos, and Oreos.
It was for you girls because you guys work so hard.
They were half eaten.
They were eaten by Cal because he was filming.
Do not bring Cal into this.
Do not. Cal is very strict with his wedding diet.
Exactly. So my baby was, he relapsed in the car. My baby relapsed in the car. We were in a drive-thru at the Chevron gas station and he freaked out. He let it all out. He's like, fucking Remy, I hate her. She wouldn't let me eat. And I was like, here you go, baby. I ran inside. I got him Cheeto Puffs and I got mini donuts.
Oh, you know what's so crazy is literally all of this is filmed so we can watch it back and see who is telling the truth and who is telling the truth.
Literally everything we're talking about was filmed through and through.
Wait, we didn't even get to the best part.
What?
Let's save it for the video.
What was the best part?
That wasn't in the video. The fucking
I did see the clip that you sent from you guys' podcast of it.
So funny. We're like sitting there being like, oh my god, and you're so beautiful. Yeah. I know you're so beautiful. And I just love this about you. And then all of a sudden she gets a call and it's just your alarm is crazy.
It's piercing.
Piercing. And it's just Zane in the background going, Alicia, the alarm. And it's just
my shift is over.
No.
My shift was over.
Peace. Figure it out.
Peace.
Bye. Hey, the cops were coming when I left.
Those puppies are used to it because they were sitting there like it happens all. They're like,
no. Aww.
I thought they'd be barking and shit. Not one bark.
You're probably terrified. It's so loud. So wait, why'd the alarm go off?
Because
I unlocked the door.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the alarm card.
He had to drop off my car. That was his last thing. Well, technically you took it. And then I was like, how am I going to get home?
But made sure to gas it up. Before dropping it off.
He said, good job
today,
girl.
I said, good job, baby girl. You fucking did it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did.
You are clean.
You got
clean.
From point A to point B.
You anyway,
you smell like bleach. You smell nice and pretty.
Cheeto puffs.
Cheeto puffs. I flicked it all off the steering wheel.
He was dropping off the keys. And so him and Cal were coming back here because their cars were here.
Uh-huh. I was playing fucking Key Olympic. I didn't know. She had 18 keys in there. I didn't know which ones opened the fucking door.
I thought
door.
They would like leave the keys in the garage.
It's like Fear Factor. You got like,
he
would have
lost.
I would have lost.
Would have lost. But very funny video. I honestly don't even know what it looks like yet because it hasn't been. I haven't seen it fully edited yet, but it should be funny.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to watch
it'll
too.
It'll be on the Patreon. I think by the time, it's already up.
Honestly, it is probably up right now. Yeah, it is up.
Go watch it.
I'm
and go say that the pod sent you.
For you to be my assistant with it. And then vice versa. I think you'll be mine, and then maybe I'll be, who should I be? Should we just swap each other, or should we mix it up?
We'll kill it for each other, so I why know, would
you're
we
right.
do
that's
that?
True, maybe true. I'll be Zane's, and you can be Heath's. We can do a little switcheroo with everybody.
Are you sure you want to do it? Because it'll be like,
you're going to wake up and have a full
That's what I'm saying. Buffet. It's going to be more of like a vacation for us.
Wait. I want you to
Whoa.
These type
full buffet? I can post me, and we didn't say chef. We said assistant.
True.
Postmates? No. Remy, you're going to be my assistant.
And you know what? Give him the same energy he gave me. I will.
Eat his go.
Wait, what? No. Remy would have been communicative with me as a boss. She would have told me exactly what she needed. She wouldn't have been like, gas up my car. What is this? It's my first day on the job. It's my first day on the job.
You really
gas
hit
me
him
up.
With the hard
That's
stuff.
A super normal task.
No, it's not.
What are some tasks that you'll have me do as your assistant then?
Rub my feet.
HR.
Clamp my toenails.
Imagine that.
I will be a chef for you. Okay.
I promise. I will not make you clip my toenails. We're gonna be good.
Damn. Good luck, Remy.
Remy's got your feet just filing.
Ew.
Ew. I would never. I hate feet. I hate. Feet.
Okay, I feel like anyone who hates feet has ugly feet. That's my hot take.
Really?
Yeah. Because I like feet, and my feet are cute.
You like? Why'd you say that?
I don't like feet.
No, you
like
feet.
She likes feet.
You like feet.
No, I don't like feet.
You don't mind them.
Are you on like Wiki Feet, like looking at people's feet?
No, but I found out I was on Wiki Feet without knowing for red carpet.
You know, I think whenever any of our feet are in there, I think someone clips it and throws it on Wiki
Feet. It's actually terrifying. I'm like, at least let me make that money.
The thing is that you have to make like an OnlyFans to make that money because people do want to see your feet. You just have to like give them a portal for it.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
He has a portal for
it. I have a portal for it.
I got a portal for it.
Who would make the most money on OnlyFans
at
the portal? For our
feet?
One.
For our feet?
Or like... Or
just
like,
in general, like you are at your just you post whatever you want.
Isn't that how it works?
You can you can post whatever you want. You can post vlogs on there, fully clothed.
I feel like we should all be doing the same thing, so it's like we can figure out whose would be better.
Ooh,
like
fair.
Competition. You know?
That's true.
I do think Zane because the Zaninators ride hard.
Yeah. Also, like I know the gays love us, Rem, but I don't think they really care to see like. Us
I mean, just
that
in
way.
Just in general, I'm like, even if it's not that, I just think you've got a very loyal fan base.
And also, I already told Heath like my first picture on OnlyFans would probably be like
he's like, already got it all planned out,
like straight, like just straight butthole.
Why would? Let it work.
Like,
I'm
nothing, sorry. Nothing with it, but just that where you can't even put my face to it.
It's his profile pic. You go to like click it to see what it's about. Like, oh, they started. Okay, enough.
Why have you thought about that already?
Enough.
Because you know, what? Sometimes we all hit. Sometimes you know, influencers are like, what do I do next?
I gotta pivot.
I want. Butthole or not, I think they'd just be happy to get content from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if that happens to be a butthole, they'll be happy.
They'll be happy.
They'll be happy.
The Zaninators are happy.
Same posted.
Same posted.
Oh my God, someone didn't post.
He starts doing the Nair videos.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's.
That king should have put it on OnlyFans though. Because YouTube took it down.
It was educational.
It was.
Could it be educational?
I think out of everything in life, that has to be the biggest plot twist I've ever seen in my life. Like, just situation wise, that was just one thing that I was not expecting.
Right. Yeah.
Give me any good show. That plot twist did not hit harder than that
video. That was more shocking than the Red Wedding.
Yeah, more shocking. Like, you just didn't, it just happened. You're like, you oh my God.
See it coming. You just did not.
And then
see
you,
it
and then you go to make sure it's. Oh, yep, YouTube.com.
Refresh.
Refresh YouTube.com.
It's crazy that it was publicly on YouTube. That's
for
crazy
that long. That had that many views for that long. It was like somebody from YouTube had to have seen that video, and they go, "We're gonna let this one slide." Like, why was it?
Educational. They just-
no, they're like, "Oh, that's how you do it."
Maybe it was an experiment. They're like, we're going to let this one pass.
But I get claimed and demonetized if I sing a song.
And here's the thing. I got demonetized for my Magic Mike performance, which is so
sad.
You did? I did.
No. Wait, is it the music?
No, I put royalty free over it for that reason.
What was the reasoning? What did it say? Sexual content? Yeah,
which like, yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but
I'm surprised
like,
that, because I feel like that compared to what I've seen.
No, I know, but I will say I am one for my viewers, so I left in the full 10-minute performance.
Well, here's the thing. Also, how is that different from like a music video?
I don't know, Rem.
That's true. It could possibly be like keywords. Were you saying that you're going to like a strip show, strip club, like anything like that? No? Mm-mm. Because I think context is like a lot to do with it too.
Well, Murph did say I was pregnant after, maybe, but that shouldn't flag it.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, that could insinuate that you did have performed like that on stage and then you got pregnant after.
But like, come on.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
I didn't fight it because I didn't want it cut. I wanted my viewers to have that dream as well.
Yeah, there
a POV. I have the Ray-Ban glasses on. Yeah.
Did it get
the Air, what are the Apple ones? The Vision
Pro. The Vision Pro. If that was there and I could show everyone what my experience was, I would be like, wow, this is amazing. Go
I wonder it. If they'll make that for like where you could like be in a strip club.
I think you can really do a lot on those things. That's I know you like, can watch movies and you're just like sitting there with it like this close to your eyeballs and it's like full pan around.
Kittens playing. It was really cute.
Okay.
And no allergies.
The new Apple commercial, it's like, it's the grandpa putting him on to see like his grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
The next scene is the strip. The new Apple Vision Pro.
That's heat. That's such a like a good parody, like parody. Like,
but you like shoot it really well.
Really well. Like very, very professional.
Get to see loved ones that you lost again in real time. It's like grandma.
Grandpa,
like,
grandpa, let me see. Wait, your turn.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm like seeing this. I'm seeing your vision. I'm seeing the vision.
Vision
I'm
Pro.
Yeah, your Vision Pro. Your Apple Vision
I'm
Pro.
I'm seeing it. Laheith, let's make it.
You know what? Good luck with that venture, guys.
Thank you.
Basically, has just been so fun.
This is called workshopping, and this is called creative engineering.
Back and forth.
This is how we get shit done. We're gonna put out this video. This video is gonna be the hottest video of 2025. I'm telling you right now.
I almost forgot
what year we're in.
2020.
We all five. Thought that one.
Yeah. It's That was really fun, Heath. We should have more of these sessions.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. This is why you need to get in the studio, in the room together, and just talk.
Magic happens. You know?
Chit chat.
Seriously.
Smoke a fat blunt and just chat it out and see where you get to.
A moment of silence for all the amazing ideas people had while high that like never made it.
Nothing like a good high.
Comment a leaves emoji if you high right now watching this.
He's like, moment of silence for the weed dispensaries.
Legalize it everywhere.
I feel like if y'all stayed like, wait, is weed legal in Florida?
Yeah.
I think it just became legal. It was illegal
decriminalized,
for a long time.
And now it's recreational.
Okay.
I don't think.
Do they have weed stores like they do out here?
I think so. Yeah.
They do?
I just don't know if you need like the license, which would be medical, but like I don't.
Yeah, but you need the. No, you don't need.
Do you know if it's recreational in Florida now? Just medicinal.
No, it's not.
Okay.
My question is, why do dispensaries look like Apple stores?
Dude, they look so cool.
Not anymore. Like, I think they changed it, or it still looks like that. I know MedMen looks like an Apple store. It's like crazy.
It's just so crazy when you walk in. It's like so much space for this little product.
You know what, though? I feel like
it makes it seem they can. That's why they can like up the price.
I feel like also because like they don't like filming and stuff. I feel like it's easier to see if people steal because it's like, yeah, you have to get it from the back. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which kind of smart. Also, I was going to say, I feel like in a multiverse, like if y'all stayed in Florida, which now I guess it wouldn't. I just can see you as having a dispensary.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I think we could run
a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
Like, can't you see it?
The Zihi Zaza.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The Zihi Zaza. Wow.
No, but every dispensary I drive by, I'm like, that looks like a cool arcade. And then I'll be like trying to like peek at it. I'm like, damn.
No, it's an arcade.
They make it look like it's this fun pop and spot. I'm like, new restaurant unlocked. And then like I'm like, oh, damn, they make it look so enticing. Like it looks
as
like
they should, you know.
Like it looks like a putt putt.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, wait,
like cosmic bowling.
Puff puff. You know what I'm saying? No,
I
putt,
can just. I can see Zane. I can see Zane trying to sell it to someone like this is the bazooka something something something. I do not recommend it. Like I get so much anxiety. I get so much anxiety. But if you like that,
I don't recommend smoking at all. It makes me so paranoid.
Girl, you.
You as the owner of the dispensary.
I would go for this. CBD.
He's like, this one's called the paranoia.
There's, actually a there's a liquor store right across the street.
Just the worst salesman.
Yeah.
Oh no, I would never smoke. No. I cannot.
Absolutely.
How do you you do this every day? That's crazy.
No, you would be like, you again? You would be horrible.
Girl, you got a problem.
You got a problem.
Zane judging every customer that walks in. What do you want? What? Oh, you need sativa? Okay.
I bet you
That's
do.
Really funny. Yeah, no, I'd be a terrible salesman.
Just,
which one gets you the
I'm just
highest?
I'm imagining that picture of you guys on the flavor PB Go set.
Yes.
That's it's you but holding joints.
Oh, I can see the billboard now.
Yeah.
Guy, this I love peanut
Damn,
butter powder
my
is my
getting
shit.
Tighter.
Oh man.
Oh my god. Yeah, everything is sold out. Heath, we are crushing it, boo.
You guys are moving.
we are moving.
Zay, I went from not being able to sell a single t-shirt 10 years ago.
Wait. I got that clip on TikTok. Have you seen that? It's been circulating. Was that real? Did you actually sell four?
He literally only sold two hoodies, but Maxi he could sell was like
shit.
It was bad.
I thought it was a joke. Was it real?
No, that was real. That was me looking through orders.
No, Remy, that was a real struggle right there. Yeah. A real struggle.
Hey, shout out to the four people out there though. If you have one.
So
exclusive.
You real.
Very exclusive and limited too.
Mm. That thing's
very limited.
Wait, did you have to like buy the rest?
No, I don't remember what it was, but there was something. It was just like a limited run.
Oh my, Heath, remember when we'd go to like the vintage store and we'd find our merch?
I was going to say, you're going to find
it. It's bad.
We'd find our merch in there and it was like, merch that just dropped.
Like not old enough to be at Goodwill.
Just dropped. We are so proud of it.
Aww.
And we that was crazy. Like, we're like, oh shit, it's on sale. Like we just like flipped around. We're like, no, this is actually kind of sick.
Yeah, people really sharing. They're passing on.
Because vintage, to me, vintage is like cool. So like if our shit is.
Didn't we see Stassi Baby's birthday shirt?
Wait, that's funny.
It was in the same day we saw Stassi Baby's 23rd birthday hoodie.
That was probably her bag of clothes and she got rid of your guys' merch.
Wait.
Maybe, because we did give merch to all of our friends.
Oh my, that makes so much sense.
Stassi, if you did that, that's fucked up.
Damn, that's
fucked up. That's so
you
funny.
Really put Shit. The puzzle together.
Oh, that's
wow.
funny.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You threw yourself for a whirl,
That's
huh?
funny.
Yeah, but you know what? I appreciate them donating it than just trashing it.
Of that's course.
Or lighting it on fire. I've seen people's merch being lit on fire. Yep. I would never want to be in a position like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm glad. You know what? Make some money off the merch.
They were made to order.
Got it.
Made to order.
No mistake.
Took 2 months to get it. I was trying, okay?
We all have been there.
You should be proud of yourself.
To be fair, my design was my name with a cigarette burnt like
but
back into it.
You know, you're like, damn, that's so good. Honestly, us with our first
go move.
That shit looks sick too, Heath.
That was a rough one.
Our blackout.
Our blackout,
which
hoodie.
Is still available. There's not many left if you guys want to get it.
Y'all, there is like now. Four
very,
left.
Very
get you
limited one. Edition.
You will not be able to get it again.
Guys, it is limited too.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
It will not be coming and back, honestly, I promise.
Order it now because who knows when you go and get it because Ryan is in love. He is traveling the world right
that?
Now. That's when you'll get
funny.
That merch.
Yeah.
There were multiple loves. That were found yes. at your wedding.
Yes, there was.
I'm glad that we're finally talking about it because we've been like keeping this shit a secret. But it hasn't been a secret.
It's
but
it's
we just
funny.
Didn't want to talk about it. We didn't want to jinx it.
It's funny because he actually came over yesterday.
I swear to God, if this jinxes it.
No, we're not. They're no. good.
They're
solid.
Good. Yeah, they're good.
Rock solid.
I love
rock solid.
They are.
Came over. He's like, people are putting the pieces together. I'm like, yeah, you post it every day. Like,
I heard him say that. People are like, putting the pieces together.
Remy,
that you
I
laid
can
out.
I put two and two together.
In case you guys don't know, Ryan is one of Heath's friends that yes. has done all of the Basically Unfiltered merch. We love him. He's very sweet. We met him for the first time at the wedding.
A lot of
and
you guys
love.
Got to chat with him
yes.
During like when we were doing our orders and everything. So he was the customer service rep that was helping all of you guys. And super, super
a
sweet
lot of,
guy. He's
a lot
unbelievable.
You've seen him on the Patreon too. He's been in the Patreon videos, so you guys, a lot of you, some of you might will know what he looks like too.
The Ryan
such a
Lord.
Sweet guy, yeah. such a sweet guy.
But he actually found love
in
at
a hopeless
Mariah's
place.
Wedding, and it is with Mariah's cousin.
No,
and now I'm going to be related.
That's great.
To Ryan soon. In life is crazy, y'all. Go to that wedding. Be a, like, show up. You never know.
She said, show up.
Show up.
Show up.
No, it's crazy that Mariah was the one who went to his store. That's the butterfly effect
yes.
trend that's yeah. happening and
oh
used
God,
in a
yes.
right way. Like,
yes.
she didn't happen to go into that store and we didn't have, like, all of that stuff.
And she only went in that store because I got a hair transplant. Because you got a
hair transplant. Oh, my God.
Because when I was getting my hair transplant, she went to go to the mall to go shopping for me and surprise me and be sweet and, like, bring some goodies.
Wait.
And she stopped in his store while she was there.
So Ryan and her cousin are together because of you, because you needed a hair transplant.
Because I just wanted to up my hairdo.
Life is crazy,
life
y'all.
Life is crazy. Y'all, if you want to get that hair transplant, get it. Get it.
Use my code.
Moral of the story.
Get that hair transplant. You want to put yourself under the knife? Do that for yourself, baby. Do it, because you never know. What love you are creating in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
But for those that don't know, Mariah stopped into his store because it was like very on par with like things that interest me. It was like vintage cars, like cool like t-shirts that had cars on it, like lifestyle like that with like vintage furniture. It was just like a really cool vibe store. And she goes, oh my God, my boyfriend, I think it was boyfriend.
Yeah,
boyfriend yeah. at the time would absolutely love this store. Like, is this your store? And he was like, yeah, this is my store. She was like, you got to meet him. Here, take his number.
And which then, is so not like her.
So not yeah. like her.
At
she would
all.
Never
I
do that.
I can't even picture doing that. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
So then he texted me. He's like, hey, this is random, but she told me about it. And then he texted me like, hey, I heard we're going to be friends. I was like, let's hang out.
Also for him to even... For her to do that and then yes. for him to still text you
okay,
too.
Wait. Can you please find that text and print it and give it to him for whenever they have a wedding?
Honestly, yeah, that is cool.
That's so cool.
You're right. But yes, the butterfly effect. If she didn't stop in there, he wouldn't have been involved with this, wouldn't have come to the wedding, wouldn't have been mm-hmm. involved in everything, wouldn't have met Reb, and life
the
is
crazy,
the rest
is history.
Y'all.
Now you get to spend Christmas and Thanksgiving together.
Insane. Free merch.
Yay!
Free merch.
Yay!
Holy shit.
Whew. Oh my God. You should bring back the Heath cigarette merch with Ryan. Limited drop. Give
limited
the people
drop
what they
in
want.
The store. Does he still have the store?
Yeah. So that location had to move, but he has the location at the Santa Clarita Mall.
Vintage oh, yeah, yeah,
check
okay.
it out.
Oh
Chariots,
my
God. Guys.
We should go.
It's a really sick store.
Yeah. I can't believe, too, like, he happened with all your guys' wedding drama. He was the one who like was your witness.
Yeah. He watched us sign like the actual like wedding thing. He and had to go to court with us.
That's crazy.
I forgot about that.
Were it was him and Reb, the only, and they weren't even together. They were like not even a thing yet.
That was like the day they met, right? Or like the day before?
This is so cute.
They were our witnesses for like signing like the marriage license and everything, and then came with us to court to like fight because we didn't have like enough time and had to get it approved by the judge. So it's us in front of the judge and they're in the audience like watching.
You guys
so
should do cute. That for them.
I love it.
I am so, I don't think I've laughed this hard in a really long time. I'm like boiling right now.
If you guys laughed very hard, put the tears emoji.
Comment the clown emoji.
Comment the poopy emoji because life is poopy.
Oh, he's feeling crazy. Okay.
He's in a silly goofy mood. Goofy.
Life is poopy.
That goes with the voice you guys were doing earlier.
The Ice Age voice?
They do this to me every year.
The best part of this.
Life is poopy.
The funniest part of this episode.
Why do I gotta be the poop checker?
When Zane said life is poopy.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay. Does anybody have anything tonight after this episode? Or are we all just
relaxing? I'm watching Final Destination finally.
Okay.
Is there a new one or are you watching the first one?
Is there a new one?
Do you live under a rock?
I'm sorry. Are you blind?
What, do you have a wedding coming up that you've been planning for?
This is crazy.
Like, I want to, there's so many movies I want to see right now, though. We just watched Materialists. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
What?
The new A24 movie.
You don't know?
Materialists?
Yeah, it's got Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal.
Zane, where have you,
you
been?
Seen it?
Where the fuck the have you been?
I want to see that. Well, that's not out yet, but
well,
just
watch
that.
I was going to say, we had the early screening.
That's true. I want to watch Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
And I want to watch Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Weird flex. Oh, that's because, girl, we got in front of the screening. That's why you didn't know about it.
I want to see that. I didn't know there was a new Final Destination.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, can we talk about, okay, so I saw this thing. I don't know if it's true. It seemed like it was true. Did you
see I saw it everywhere too. I feel like people would have said in the comments that it wasn't true, but I didn't see any.
Right? Okay, so it said that people went to go watch.
It was in Argentina?
Oh, I don't know where it was.
Or was it like an Argentinian woman? It was either in Argentina okay. or an Argentinian woman. It was one of those.
Something.
Was watching in the movie theater, a piece of the group as she's watching it. Fell
it
on her.
She wasn't the only one in the theater.
It was something, but it's crazy because one of the scenes in the Final Destination, like fourth or fifth movie, there was a movie theater like explosion.
Is she okay?
You don't.
That's, please tell me she's okay.
Okay, the ceiling collapsed during a showing at Cinema Ocho in La Plata in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on May 19th at around 9 p.m. According to InfoBay, doesn't sound like a credible source.
According to basically unfiltered. We just need to know. Okay.
Info Bay. All right. Let's find another source. Okay.
Obviously, we hope and pray she's okay.
She said pieces struck her shoulder, back, knees, knee, and ankle, adding, it didn't hit my head because I was slightly leaning over the armrest.
God.
So she's fine.
I always do. I always like lean a lot to the person next to me.
Death wasn't coming after her that night.
I smell a lawsuit.
No, she literally dodged.
Dodge that, but like now what happens? What if she's, what if next week?
Don't stop. Don't put that out there.
Don't, no bad juju.
But that's the
That's the premise of the movie.
Movies.
That's the premise of the movie.
I brought it up.
Do they not give you like irrational fears that things are going to happen?
It does.
That one,
you start looking at, after watching those movies, you look at things differently and you'll always be like, Final Destination.
Yeah, or like a roller coaster
yes.
or something.
Though there was, okay, so Final Destination.
Us on that one.
Yes. You will see everything yes, different.
So when it comes to rides, I think about that. A Final Destination moment did happen to me that I want to talk to you guys about. I'm fine. Look at me.
Uh-huh.
Emotionally, though?
It was crazy. So I was driving down on my way back from the gym, and I was coming down the hill. So, like, you know, I'm going at a good speed because, like, I'm going downhill. I'm not turning on intersection. It's just, like, turning. The street is turning. And a worker is holding this, like, long pipe. And as I'm coming... He's turning like this. And the end of the pipe goes right in front of my car and you can't even see it. I caught it and went like that. And it swung right past the wind. If I were to keep going the speed, I was going right through the windshield. But like that, when that happened, it was so crazy where like we all laughed. Damn. The workers and me.
You gotta like laugh through the pain.
We all like went, and then I just kept driving. Like nobody was upset. Nobody was like, oh my, it was just so crazy that it
almost. Why did they not have like people stopping traffic?
Like up the road, like, yeah. Hold on.
Because it looked like he thought he could do it pretty quick. Like, yeah, let me turn this really quick. Like no car is coming, but of course,
but
yeah,
also,
a car was
down
coming.
The hill, there's so many like curves.
I know. I think he just thought he could,
yeah,
beat it.
And why would you want to go? If that was this morning?
No, it was a couple days ago.
Okay, and you willingly going to see Final Destination tonight?
Mm.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Because
you're
I
on top
like
of
a challenge.
The world. You cheated death.
You like, yeah,
you're
death.
Feeling good.
Yeah, but also like when you watch those movies, those are so fucking hokey pokey. Like the deaths that they do is so like unrealistic.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So it helps.
But like,
but every time I sit in a tanning bed, I think about that scene. I always look. I'm like, what in this room can fall and close this fucking thing on me?
Because it is. It could. It things could happen.
Sure.
That are weird. One time, I got a fortune cookie.
Uh oh.
Oh, that's a good start.
And I opened it and it said, be weary of your travels tonight.
Tonight?
Oh, why would a fucking restaurant have that shit in their cookie?
First of all, why y'all throwing out ominous fortunes like that? That's
bad. Bad business.
Crazy.
Yes. Imagine you showed one of the waiters, like the side, they're like, we've never received a
fortune cookie. Yeah, like maybe someone's coming to kill you and they swapped out your fortune cookie.
That's a good way. That's a good
later
thing.
Later that night, we get home. I'm full as a tick, right? I'm full.
Orange
stuff.
Chicken full fried rice.
Uh-huh.
But
with
good
pistachio
thing
ice cream to top it up.
Ooh, yummy.
But good thing you're not traveling, though, right?
So, I'm full. My parents go, should we go for a walk around the neighborhood? We did.
Travels.
Oh,
travels.
Travels.
Keith, I'm surprised you did.
We're walking. I'm a little bit ahead of my parents. And all of a sudden, crack, crack. I look up, a massive branch is falling down, broke off of a tree, and I literally go like this. I jumped back 2 steps, like literally like a foot like this, and it crashed and cracked in front of me.
How thick was it?
Like
that would have caused some damage.
Thick.
Oh.
Thick, like a foot, like it had arms coming off and everything. Like it was big.
It was a big branch. Yeah.
Like,
oh my.
Would have knocked me out, could have broken my neck if it, ooh.
Ooh.
I turned around and we literally looked at each other and said the fortune cookie. We all knew, we're like,
weary of your travels.
It was insane. So bizarre. And ever since then, I believe in fortune cookies.
Ever since then, I don't go on walks.
And that's why I stopped doing cardio.
So the cookie, it's weird because the cookie didn't really make you aware of it. Because that would have happened whether you got that cookie or not. It was
or
almost like
would it have? That's the thing.
No, the thing is that he wasn't thinking. It doesn't sound like he was.
What
like,
if somewhere in the universe,
about the cookie?
Whoever gets that cookie though, they're like, okay, we're gonna do it to you then. Yep.
I know.
And no, that's why the cookie is so powerful. Is that like you're gonna that branch is gonna come at you either way, whether you got that cookie or not.
And if you give a mouse a cookie,
exactly. You know, so that cookie was just a warning.
But dude, I was literally shaken up. It was insane.
I could not sleep.
Same thing happened to me, but I was in Hawaii it was like my first time doing a shoot with Hollister forever ago. And I was like so excited. And I'm just like, oh my God. So like they have all of us girls like lined up or like in bikinis and like,
yes, no.
No, they were great. And literally out of nowhere, a 30 foot like palm branch falls. I'm not kidding. Inches away from me. And I get so freaked out. And then y'all know I'm a crier because I cry a lot. But I literally, like, it shook me up because I was just like, I almost died.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so dumb because I'm like, I'm on this shoot. I need to look like a hot ass bitch, but I don't feel like one and I want to stop.
And that would have been
like,
so embarrassing.
A palm tree?
Yes, like,
was it a, you said it was like a,
like, you know what?
I'm trying to picture it. That's why I can't
picture it. A big ass, like, palm branch, not like little palm tree, like in Hawaii, like the like it's literally like 20 or 30 feet.
Okay, all right.
It would have taken you out.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially from that height because they're really tall out there.
And it just.
Also, like depending on the height, even if it's a penny, if you drop something like from so high, It could kill someone.
So apparently, damage. I think we talked about this somewhere else too. I think somebody looked
that's
it up.
That's a myth, but.
It's a myth.
So we.
But it'll fuck your day up, though.
It will put a dent in your head.
It will fuck your day up.
It might not kill you. It depends.
But here's the thing. Like, but it will. How many times did they practice that?
And from how high?
And how exactly. high. And that's the true. Wind conditions. I feel like there's a lot of, was there, you know, humidity in the air? I don't know.
Exactly.
I'd rather not find out.
Exactly.
And we braced right past it, but I can't believe that happened.
Yes, but
that is traumatizing.
The tree, what happened with the tree and you?
Oh, I was fine.
Y'all had beef after?
No, I was just like,
She never went back to Hawaii.
No, I did.
Did they take you off that shoot? Because it was like,
they let me sit out the next like thing. Because they were just like, oh my God, like that's so. And I was like, no, I feel so fucking dumb. Aww. Like, I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I feel so dumb.
You like can't control your body's reaction after that stuff, though.
And also, this is so me. In the moment, I was like, oh my God, crazy. But the more that I sat and thought about it, I was like, I almost died.
That honestly would have given me so much energy. I think that actually would have just what I needed before a shoot. Because okay. I'd be very nervous.
Good to know.
And I'd be like, whoa. I feel amazing.
Adrenaline going. Yeah.
No, it does. Like, those things do make you feel alive, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah. Wow. And also, like, you're like, be grateful. Like immediately, you're like, things could have gone completely different.
Would anybody here skydive?
No.
I've done it once. I don't need to do it again.
I know skydiving really lets out everything for a good week. Like if you skydive, you'll have a great week. Like the amount of stress that it like releases out of your body.
I just pictured you being like, oh, we have a recording day. Oh, I gotta go skydive.
Skydive real quick. If I wasn't so afraid of heights like that, I would do it more for my own mental.
They say health. Something that if you skydive, it like ruins everything for the rest of your life.
Because the dopamine?
Because nothing will ever come close to that feeling.
No. Winning the lottery. Man, I think a winning the lottery will be any skydiving experience.
Yeah, but you can't just choose to win the lottery.
Right.
You know, versus like you can just choose.
Because a lot of people like chase that high again. Mm-hmm. They get like.
God, yes, you can like pay for that. Yeah. High. Yeah. Okay, you're right.
But no, I can only imagine that.
I do not recommend. Not that I think I'm troubled or traumatized from never being able to feel again, but.
An empath.
I feel like I'd love to say I did it, but I know I'll feel dizzy on the way down and I'll be nauseous. Even after the like thrills of it all, like I'll be so nervous jumping out. I think I'd love the high of it all. But then I know I'd feel nauseous, especially with like getting vertigo sometimes. I'd be like, I can't do this.
Same girl.
I feel like I'd just be like, that wasn't worth it. But I would love to say I did it.
I love the skydive. I hate the minute that parachute opens. I hate it.
That part. Well, that's what they say.
Hanging up there that high.
It's scary.
Just not getting down.
As soon as it opens, you're like, whoo, I didn't die. And then you're like, wait, I'm still up here.
I'm very high up and
like,
I hate
okay,
this.
Okay, now I'm over it. Like, get me down. And then they start doing the, and then they pull. And
I
then you're
hate
like,
that. You're it's spinning. Like a roll, it's like a death roller coaster.
You spinning on the aerial cars. Silks.
Oh, wow. The cars roller coaster.
Wait, can we talk? Sorry, I just pulled a Heath and I made it so morbid real quick.
Do it. It feels good.
Thank God. Did you see that story about the girl and the instructor where both their shoots didn't, it like
no.
got messed up? They survived.
Good.
How?
No, look it up. I watched like the 50 part thing on TikTok one night. Like, I'm not kidding. So what had happened was there's two shoots, okay? So obviously you have the first one and then the emergency one just in case the first one doesn't work, right? So they're falling and stuff and she's like, ooh, this is fun. And then the guy, like, either, I could ruin this. He like passed out or something.
Oh, no.
So he couldn't do the real one. Then she was like, holy shit, I have to do the safety one. He wakes up and...
And she doesn't know what's going, like, obviously she's...
She's like freaking out, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin part of it. But what happened was they both at the same time hit the parachutes.
Oh, no.
So they got tangled. Right? That's some Final Destination shit, right?
Yeah, that's bad.
They fall. They hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
She becomes paralyzed.
No!
No. The whole thing is documented. Now she's not paralyzed anymore. And they both survived it.
Way.
Yeah. Like the craziest story you'll ever. Speaking of those, like, I'm not kidding. There's like a 50 part series on TikTok. And she's like,
oh my God. I'll send
it
to you.
It is actually, I had that moment of like, holy fuck, time is so precious. Like, you never know. Mm-hmm. The only way that can happen is if they both were done at the same time. I forget if he passed out or what happened, but something went wrong where she was like, I need to do the emergency one. They get tangled. They're fucked. They hit. They both survive.
It's crazy.
That's so sad.
Then they fell in love, got married.
The way I would live my life from then on, I would think I was invincible. I'd be like, oh, nothing can take me down.
I feel so bad.
She'll go on. We should have her on the podcast. She was on podcast. Like, I'm not kidding. It was crazy. Wow. 14,000 feet.
That's incredible.
But also,
absolutely
like,
insane.
I was 30,000.
At the speed of which she's falling, also, was the instructor was fine because her body hit the ground first.
I don't know.
Should instructors be first, maybe?
Oh.
Maybe we should swap.
Take the brunt.
I'm not sure.
Because it was his fault? Like, he should take
the brunt of the impact.
I got us. Courageous. I don't know if
you
I could.
You know what side of TikTok I got on the other night? Mount Everest climbing TikTok.
Yes.
Isn't it
unbelievable? Guys, I swear in my dream, I hiked, not last night, Mount Everest like a few nights ago.
Was it hard?
It was like.
She goes,
I climbed it easily. We should do it for a Patreon vlog.
You guys should try it.
We should try it.
It's crazy.
The amount of bodies that you're walking by. What's really sad is the fact that, like, if something happens, they leave you.
I know.
And they're still up there, like, frozen in time.
Yeah, they can't, like, they cannot help you.
You have to, like, walk past people that, like, weren't able to, like, make it. And it's...
They're in their gear still. Like, in their gear that have every... Yeah. It's crazy.
But because it's so cold, their bodies are literally preserved.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I saw this TikTok that this guy wasn't able to make it, and he was... They were like, we just have to leave. So they just left him. And then I forget what they're called. Starts with an S, but they're like the, not search and rescue people, but they're like the guides in these people like that live in Nepal. And like their job is to like, whether help it's people. Like go and help people or like.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I didn't know about them. They're like the unspoken heroes that I didn't even know existed. Hold on. Let me find what they're called. I think I've seen a
video about that.
Mount Everest.
Do they?
Well, this crew of people. The next day we're like going up for whatever reason. The guy lived. They found him. He survived whole night with like no oxygen, no food, cold. They found him and they took him back down. He lived. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh.
How did they take him back down?
Sherpas. That's what they're called. Sherpas.
Wow.
Crazy, you guys.
Just bring them back down. Like carry them.
Rescue.
Put them on
like a
stretcher type thing and like hike down.
It's
you
just
you put them on like
crazy.
the bed and then you like pull them on the snow.
Wow.
It's
those
crazy.
People are so brave to even go out there and attempt it.
And they just do that every day.
Crazy.
Insane.
I saw this TikTok of it was a mom and a daughter and they got the call or the text that their husband/dad made it to the top and they were just like hysterically crying. I'm like, I can't even imagine waiting for that.
No.
It's wild.
Mm-mm. And what's crazy too is those people that you're saying, like those heroes, they're hiking it every day.
I know. Yeah.
Like it's not like there's people that train their whole lives to go hike it one time. These up and down every day, living that. Like that's
it's
insane.
Crazy.
I hope they're getting paid good.
Well, a lot of these people you can like go with like a guide.
Yeah, so I think you almost have to.
There's
right?
like a tour like guide that you could take, and they hike you up. They do it for people all the time, so you can accomplish it. But these people are bad. Ass those people that are doing it to help other people like
sorry imagine having that as your job instead of just being an assistant
gas it up
what do you mean
hiking?
I wonder if it's expensive to climb Mount Everest. I would imagine right all the gear
very...
and
oh,
really?
I would assume very... even to get there
dang yeah. So there's people that don't make it and they paid all that. That's crazy. Why is it so expensive?
It's not guaranteed.
That's skydiving too. That's all these things.
That's true. The worst part is when you're signing the paperwork that like, if I don't make it.
Oh, it's the first one too. It's the first line. I can die doing this.
You know what I've also heard is pretty dangerous, but like people don't think about it is hot air balloons.
Oh yeah.
Don't catch me
on one of those.
I'm like, oh, they look so cute, but they're dangerous.
I did one and honestly, it didn't even feel like we were moving. Like, it felt like everything around us was moving.
Weird.
Yeah.
I do not like them.
It felt very, like, safe.
My claustrophobia could never.
I don't like that you can't control them. Mm-mm. That's so crazy.
You can,
just up and down.
No, yeah, that's it's just up and down.
Yes, but.
You land wherever you land.
Yes, but the. They were explaining how the higher air, the wind goes one way, and the lower air, the wind goes the other way.
Whoa.
So you can actually, like, steer. Depending how high, if you go really high, you're going to go one way.
We just don't need to do the hot air balloons.
But you would jump out of a plane?
Yeah, because, well, you're flying.
So the thing is, having a parachute is a backup plan, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have a form of, like backup. Like, you're okay.
Yeah.
Hot air balloon, if the fire goes out, you're falling, and there is nothing you can do in that basket.
If everybody had a parachute, then it'd be like, you know what? Everybody at least has a backup plan.
Have you seen how they land?
No. It's aggressive. It could be bumpy.
You have to, like, lean back, and it's like a ride. Like, they'll just be like, boom. Like,
it's like the...
And you topple over.
The rocket ships. The Katy Perry rocket ship.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Is that what
pretty
it is?
Much.
Wow.
Yes, pretty much.
All of us were so quiet. Like, what?
I couldn't think of what I was going through every one of our music videos. I was like, what are you talking about?
Remy, we got to take you on something that you're scared of.
Mm-mm.
Just one. Just
it's
one.
It's not even a fear. It's just, I don't like it.
I don't like moving.
I don't. I don't like spinning. Awesome. I don't like falling. I don't like the sensation.
Spinning in like an office chair.
Even that. Like, not crazy about it. I'm really not. I'm just like, I just don't like the feeling.
Yeah. All right, what a ride that episode was. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. If you want to check out our Patreon, make sure to do that. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
Yes, and make sure you guys are doing it on either Safari, Chrome, like a browser to sign up. Mm. Don't go through the App Store because Apple will upcharge you, and we don't want that for you
exactly.
guys.
Exactly. And you can also go on your internet browser on your phones too if you don't want to be on a computer.
And then log into the app.
Yes. All that for $10 a month. You get everything, including early access to all of these episodes and also ad just free. All of our fun other episodes and videos that we do on the channel. It's so fun. You should be there. And yeah.
Yes, we did do a battle of who would be the best maid of honor. Mm-hmm. And someone did end up in a pool. So
it got messy. It got feisty. Got hot.
Stakes were high.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Basically Unfiltered. We love you so much and see you guys next time. Mwah!
Bye.
Blocked.
Blocked.